You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Judge Susan Crawford was in Northeast Wisconsin over the weekend campaigning for Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. She said she would be fair, impartial, and a common sense justice.
I am running this race because I want to protect the rights of all Wisconsinites. I don't care if you fall on the red side of the political spectrum or the blue side of the spectrum. I'm here fighting for all of our rights.
Crawford is running against former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. While justices are considered nonpartisan, Crawford does have the support of the Democrats and is considered a liberal. The election is set for April 1st. Starting today, the interchange at Interstate 41 and Wisconsin 15, County 00, and Northland Avenue will partially close and remain closed until fall of 2025. This is all part of the major project to reconstruct part of I-41 between Appleton and De Pere from 4 to 6 lanes. The Wisconsin DOT is constructing a diverging diamond at that intersection, only the second in the Fox Valley area. One person has died in Okano County Sunday morning following a car versus snowplow accident on US 41 near Frog Pound Road. Wisconsin State Patrol says the driver of the car lost control of their vehicle and crashed into the rear of a snowplow. The driver of the car died. The operator of the snowplow was uninjured. Two Oshkosh Area School District board members were cleared of wrongdoing for operating Facebook accounts under aliases and opposing the district's upcoming referendum. The district released the findings of an investigation last week into the Facebook profiles of Mike Melter and Missy Green, which were aliases for board members Tim Hess and Kelly DeWitt, respectively. Both profiles were used to oppose the $197.8 million referendum to be decided on the April 1st ballot. The investigation concluded that the profiles did not violate the district's social media policy. Hess and DeWitt put out a joint statement saying they believe the citizen complaint that started the investigation was, quote, nothing more than a partisan attempt to cause division among the board and censure views and opinions with which the complainant disagrees. See our story at WISS.FM for a complete text of the statements and the investigation. Could Wisconsin pass a law to ban cell phones in schools? One Northeast Wisconsin lawmaker is pushing for it, and as Savannah Tomei Olson reports, he's not the only one exploring that issue.
Sturgeon Bay Assemblyman Joel Kitchens is sponsoring the measure. It has not been formally introduced yet. It would require school districts come up with ways to keep students from using their devices, phones, laptops, tablets during instructional time. According to a Pew Research survey from last year, more than 70% of high school teachers say devices in class are a major problem. It would be up to each district to decide how they would store students' devices. One of the biggest parts of the pushback to these plans is that parents want their kids to have their phones in case of emergencies. According to Everytown for Gun Safety, there were about 220 school shooting events in America last year. This proposal includes exceptions for emergencies, for students with disabilities, and those who use their devices for health reasons. Indiana, Minnesota, and Ohio have recently passed measures restricting phone use in schools. Meanwhile, the Department of Public Instruction confirmed to me that they've also been looking into phone bans in classrooms. That includes checking out this legislation from other states. Now, they don't have a position either way yet. For now, they're just exploring the issue. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Many news organizations, including ours at Civic Media, are trying to confirm a southeastern Wisconsin story about ICE enforcement. So far, there's nothing. Stuart J. Waddles has that story.
No one has been able to verify a viral claim about immigration enforcement in the area, and a Milwaukee County Board supervisor is doing his part to get out good information. Reports are circulating about a Puerto Rican family being detained by ICE for speaking Spanish outside of a Walmart in Milwaukee. That's not been confirmed by us, any media, or law enforcement in the area. Milwaukee County Supervisor Juan Miguel Martinez posted on social media saying, Local officials and organizations have been working to verify the incident, but no evidence has been found to support the claim.
Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer issued an executive order recently waiving the fee for tribal members to acquire identification cards. This begins today. Melissa Kay reports.
President Greendeer stated in his executive order that this is in response to the Trump administration prioritizing a policy focused on the mass deportation of unauthorized immigrants and the identity verification concerns among members of the Ho-Chunk Nation. The Heritage Preservation Department Enrollment Division will maintain the responsibility to ensure validity and safety of ID processing and disbursement. All tribal IDs paid for after January 20th are eligible for reimbursement. Tribal members and their first-line descendants will also be reimbursed for all costs associated with securing a U.S. passport. Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer.
It's my belief that a U.S. passport will serve as the most valid form of United States identification.
He stated that they are working with Homeland Security and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol to collaborate to create a tribally enhanced identification card. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
There are elections coming up in February and then in April, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is reminding residents that they can obtain free identification for voting. According to the press release, voters don't need to obtain one of the new Real ID cards in order to vote, although Real ID cards will be required for domestic air travel beginning this year. Voters can obtain their valid state ID that can be used at their polling sites for free through the DMV website. The full requirements to obtain a voter ID card can also be found on the Wisconsin Election Commission's website. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks lose to the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home, 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. The Bucks had the lead, but let it slip away, head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game changed in the middle of the third quarter. I think we had a 10-point lead, had the ball on the side out, and turned the ball over, and they got a three-point play. I thought that was a turning point of the game.
The Bucks are back at it tonight, on the road in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. College hoops, Marquette losing at home over the weekend to UConn, 77-69. The Golden Eagles play St. John's tomorrow night. The Badgers beat Northwestern, 75-69. The Wildcats without their second leading scorer, Brooks Barnheiser, after he suffered a broken foot last week. Head coach Chris Collins.
The decision was made to shut it down. He's not going to be with us the rest of the year, but he left it all out there. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I love that kid.
That's Northwestern head coach Chris Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the video game Fortnite and Sabrina Carpenter's music, this might be the most earth-shattering news you've ever heard, so have a seat. The pop star is in talks to have her image featured in the game Fortnite, according to Forbes, which reports the game will use her music and develop a skin in her likeness. Other artists that have been featured in Fortnite include Eminem, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, and Metallica. I still love watching people do the Fortnite dance. Selma Blair is back to work. The actress is the star of films like Cruel Intentions, The Sweetest Thing, and A Guy Thing, co-wrote by yours truly. Did you really think I was above making a shameless plug? Blair announced in 2018 that she was dealing with multiple sclerosis. According to Variety, the actress has signed on to three new film projects, including Stay Forte, which is the story of the three Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th of last year. No real details were given about her MS, other than the actress says she's feeling much better. The Oscars are just 4 weeks away, and if you missed some of the Best Picture nominees the first time around or don't have access to the films in theaters, don't despair. The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, I'm Still Here, and Nickel Boys are unavailable to stream at the moment, but the rest of the nominees are available to watch in the comfort of your own home. Anora, Wicked, and The Substance are all on pay-per-view for anywhere from $4 to $20. 20 big ones might sound like a lot, but oftentimes is cheaper than actually going to the theater. The following potential Best Pick winners are free if you have the appropriate platforms. Conclave is on Peacock. You can catch A Real Pain on Hulu, and Emilia Perez is available on Netflix. Check them out. It will make watching the Oscars more fun. And at those prices, you can't afford not to be a couch potato. Sean Baker's film Anora drew a Best Picture nomination for this year's Oscars. I have not had the pleasure yet, but I did catch one of Baker's previous films, The Florida Project, and was blown away. The film is so real that if native Wisconsinite Willem Dafoe wasn't in it, you would think you were witnessing the lives of real people who live in the low-rent Florida hotel where the film is set, just on the outskirts of Disney World. Dafoe plays the manager who is constantly trying to keep tourists and his own down-and-out residents content while often looking out for their kids. The film is heartbreaking at times, but also oddly uplifting. Baker's script is full of real and heartfelt dialogue, and his verite directing style makes it so easy for viewers to lose themselves in this chaotic world. And just when you think you have the story figured out, Baker takes it in another direction. I did not see the ending coming. If you can, check out The Florida Project. It is definitely one of Pete's picks.
Snow will gradually end this morning. It will stay mostly cloudy here for most of the day. Today, our high 32 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop to 14. Tomorrow, cloudy 25 with more snow on the way Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.